TCR Diaries for September 27th, 2019. Peeps, it was a busy summer. Most of it was spent cleaning and packing up my house. That was a lot. I lived there for 11 years, the longest place I'd ever lived in my life. I threw away countless bags of trash, of life debris and clutter. In June, Sarah and I went to see Ludovico at the Cadillac Palace in Chicago. Maggie and I went to Gay Pride in Aurora. Sarah took all of us to Carnegie Park for my 47th birthday. We played mini-golf in the dark during Swedish days. In July, there was the case of the stolen bicycle and Maggie turned 14. We went to Minneapolis to check out the Mall of America and Paisley Park. 5 chipmunks were caught and released over the summer. I took over 450 photos. I didn't keep track of how many restaurants that Sarah and I went to. Maggie started high school in August, too. This month of September, we went to Nebraska for Sarah's sister's wedding. During the sermon or whatever, the pastor shared a story about an older couple with a successful marriage. When asked how they had stayed together for so long, the husband replied, "I always figured it was her turn to get what she wanted." That's how you win. In healthy relationships, life isn't all about getting what we want. But most of it is about giving people what they want. Keeping that Christmas spirit of giving all year round is one of the foremost keys to happiness. In a similar thread, Jimmy messaged me not long ago, shared something that Cokie Roberts' husband had said regarding their marriage. It was that the most important life choice we can make is who we spend it with. So in August, Maggie and I moved in with Sarah and her kids. It wasn't on accident or on a whim that I chose Sarah. She's beautiful, kind, selfless, and intent on everyone having a good life. Speaking of life choices, today was my last day at the job I've had for the last 13 years. See, I could have stayed at my job and in my house in Geneva and been mostly comfortable. But then again, and I hate to say this, but life can suck when you get second place. I've lived much of my life in the moment, in the here and now, but sometimes it's better to look bigger picture. What we're doing and what we really want to achieve. Where we're going and where we really want to be. Who we're with and who will really give us the fairy tale. I've gotten divorced, I've moved, and a new job on Monday. Go team. P.S. Look at the show notes for links to pictures of the adventures I talked about. Peace out. Death to Dogmas.